what not to do, becoming the informant, manipulator, or unofficial judge? Let's talk about what not to do in motorcycle club chaplaincy when leadership tensions, private conversations, and serious concerns start crossing your path. There are three unhealthy roles a chaplain must refuse. Do not become the informant. Do not become the manipulator. Do not become the unofficial judge. First, do not become the informant. A chaplain may hear many things. People often talk when they are hurting, frustrated, grieving, angry, ashamed, or confused. Sometimes they speak because they trust you. Sometimes they speak because they want to use you. Those are not always the same thing. If you start passing private comments from one person to another, your credibility will collapse. Even if you think you are helping, you may actually be spreading fear, increasing suspicion, or creating spiritual confusion. Now, there are limits to confidentiality. If someone is in immediate danger, if abuse is happening, if a child or vulnerable person is at risk, or if there is a serious safety matter, you may need to act. But that is different from casual information sharing. A wise chaplain knows the difference between necessary reporting and gossip dressed up as concern. Second, do not become the manipulator. Manipulation can sound spiritual. A chaplain may say, "I'm just trying to help." But if you are nudging people behind the scenes, steering conflicts without permission, dropping selective information, or trying to shape outcomes through hidden influence, you have crossed a line. That is not shepherding. That is control. Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh, but those who do the truth are his delight." Manipulation often grows in half-truths, selective truth, and strategic silence. A chaplain must be clean in motive and clear in speech. Third, do not become the unofficial judge. You are not there to pronounce who is right in every conflict. You are not the moral court of appeal for club disputes. You are not called to become the one who settles everything by personal opinion or spiritual pressure. Yes, you may help people slow down. Yes, you may call people toward truth, repentance, humility, peace, and accountability. Yes, you may say, "This sounds dangerous," or "This is beyond my role," and more help is needed. But you do not become the final authority over matters that belong to leadership, law, family, or pastoral processes outside your scope. Matthew 7:2 reminds us that judgment is serious business. Chaplains must be very careful not to assume a role God has not given them. Ministry Sciences also helps here. Under pressure, people often want a shortcut. They want somebody calm to tell them who the villain is. They want an emotionally steady person to validate their side. Chaplains are especially vulnerable because presence creates trust, and trust can create influence. But influence without boundaries becomes harm. So what should you do instead? Listen carefully. Ask honest questions. Clarify your role. Protect privacy with limits. Encourage direct conversation when appropriate. Refer upward, outward, or onward when necessary. And stay humble. Sometimes a chaplain's best sentence is, "I need to be careful here. I can pray with you. I can help you think clearly, but I cannot become the middleman or decide this for everyone." That sentence may disappoint someone in the moment, but it preserves long-term trust. In motorcycle ministry, strong presence matters, but clear limits matter too. A chaplain loses trust fast when he or she becomes a spiritual spy, a behind-the-scenes mover, or the unofficial judge of everybody else's life. Do not take that road. Be truthful. Be steady. Be useful. And stay inside the calling Christ has actually given you